and crying Chuck can end the partial government shutdown in 15 minutes, referring to the Democratic leaders in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The president also wrote, at this point, it's become the Democrats' fault, though a new ABC Washington Post poll says 53% of Americans blame him. Only 29% say the Democrats caused this.
The Democrats, particularly in the House, are dug in completely. They think they're going to do a deal and the president's going to get nothing, and that's not how this works.
That's Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Our Washington reporter Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, as Congress returns to work, thousands of federal workers are still furloughed as Democrats continue to reject calls for a border wall. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin tells ABC's This Week Republicans need to figure this out.
It's time for those centrists to speak up in their own Republican Senate caucus and to tell Mitch McConnell the party's over. We want this to end. There's no excuse for the shutdown.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has a proposal, reopen the government for 3 weeks. Then, if an agreement is not reached, the president should declare a national emergency. Dave?
Now, Rachel, the president also just tweeted, getting ready to address the farm convention today in Nashville, Tennessee, adding, love our farmers, love Tennessee. But he's actually going to New Orleans this morning. That convention is in Louisiana, and it comes at a time when farmers are worried about the trade dispute with China.
Agricultural exports to China were down by $2 billion in 2018, and for the year ahead, they project that to be down by about $7 billion. So a significant impact to many of America's farmers and ranchers.
Fox Business Network's Tracy Carrasco. Jake Patterson makes his first court appearance in Wisconsin this afternoon. He's the man accused of kidnapping Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents back in October. The 13-year-old girl escaped last week and was rescued. This is Fox News.
When you're hiring, some job boards make you sort through tons of the wrong resumes, which makes finding a great candidate like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's not smart. Then, there's the smart way at ZipRecruiter. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds great candidates for you. That's why you should try it now for free. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply to your job, so you get qualified candidates fast. And while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack.
ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. That's based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Another loss in court for President Trump in his battle to undo Obamacare, which means a rule change that was supposed to take place today will not.
A federal judge in California is blocking rules imposed by the administration to allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control, set to take effect Monday. Businesses would be given exemptions based on religious beliefs or moral objections. 13 states and Washington, D.C. argue women would be forced to turn to state-funded programs for birth control and experience unintended pregnancies. But the judge limited the scope of the ruling to only the plaintiffs, rejecting their request to block the rules nationwide. No word yet if the administration will appeal. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Sears' fate is back in court today, and so is Kmart's. Another bankruptcy court hearing into a bid to keep both struggling retailers alive.
Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert is making a last-ditch attempt to save the company from liquidation, and it came last week, the day after his initial bid of almost $4.5 billion was rejected by the company. He then submitted a new bid of about $5 billion, and as part of that, he would assume the tax and vendor bills that have tallied up since October when Sears declared bankruptcy. It also aims to keep roughly 50,000 jobs. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The gas price decline keeps saving us money, down another 12 cents the past 3 weeks.
Right now, the U.S. retail average price is 23 cents under what it was 1 year ago.
That's analyst Triple Lundberg. Her survey of stations nationwide puts regular gas at $2.31 a gallon. AAA's average is less than hers, though, at $2.24. On Wall Street, stocks could fall at the opening bell. Dow futures down nearly 200 points. In the NFL, for the eighth straight year, the New England Patriots are in the AFC Championship game, advancing with a 41-28 win over the L.A. Chargers. The Pats will play the Kansas City Chiefs. In the NFC, the New Orleans Saints beat Philadelphia 20-14. They'll move on to face the L.A. Rams. The winners go to the Super Bowl. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short-sleeve and long-sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 14th, 2019. I hope a couple of weeks into the new year, things are going well for you. We've got some local news to check out. Thanks to Wade Adams over at American Eagle Auto Glass. Have you had a pesky chip or one of those spider veins running through your windshield in your vehicle? Check out American Eagle Auto Glass. They're giving us our local news at 7:06 this morning on ESPN 93.5.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person has died in a house fire in Homer. The Champaign County coroner says 57-year-old Angela Lewis was found in a garage of the home, which was in the 600 block of South Church Street. No word yet on a cause of that fire. Authorities think the fire started in the garage. One person was displaced after a fire at 5 Sherwood Court in Champaign on Friday afternoon. The cause of the fire is undetermined at this point. Firefighters had responded to passersby reporting smoke coming from the home. If you have plans to take a trip by airplane soon, be aware of how the government shutdown might be affecting airports. TSA agents are being forced to work without pay during the shutdown. Some TSA workers have called in sick rather than go to work. On Sunday, the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston closed the checkpoint for Terminal B. Passengers were being rerouted to other terminals. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
All right, what a weekend for the snowfall to come down. We're hearing 8 inches, and because of that, some businesses have this snow removal ordinance in effect. They've got until Tuesday at 2 to make sure everything's cleared out on the sidewalks in their area. We've got patchy, dense fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, some clouds and a high near 27 expected today, down to around 22 this evening. Up to 33 tomorrow, down to 28. Chance of precipitation at 20%. Wednesday, sunshine and a high 33. 35 by Thursday. But they're talking about a 50% chance of precipitation and windy. Right now, we have a temperature of 7, feels like 5 below. ESPN 93.5. Stevie J, I'm hearing the weather right around 60 last I heard in the Vietnam area. As Stevie J gives us his report with Stevie J Travel. Touring Asia.
Well, Diane, good morning. We are in Vietnam. This is a long way from home, and I looked at a beautiful sunrise as we entered the port on the Sapphire Princess. And our plans today are to board a bus. It is a long way from Ho Chi Minh City. Ho Chi Minh City is Vietnam's largest city. It has a population of right at 10 million. It's over what Hanoi. Hanoi has 7, which is the second largest city in Vietnam. So our plans are to board our bus. We'll take a trip through Ho Chi Minh City and then on our way to the Cu Chai Tunnel. The Cu Chai Tunnel is where the Viet Cong dug tunnels as they fought the Americans during the Vietnam War. So I'm not exactly sure how I feel about all this because, again, Vietnam for America is not a great thing. It was not a great memory. We lost so many brave men and women. So I'll be able to tell you a little later here in the show my feelings about all of formerly Saigon. But it is obviously a big place. There's 100 million people that live in Vietnam. It's a communist nation. It has loosened somewhat.
Nathaniel, yes, my son.
Somewhat 100 million, as I was mentioning. We are here. It's fairly busy, but we're going to get on our bus here momentarily. But I did want to let you know that after today, we'll be at sea tomorrow. Then we head to Bangkok, Thailand, to Koh Samui Island, if you want to look that one up on a map. And then off to Singapore before we fly home to Chicago, and are so thankful we live in the United States of America. This trip has been incredible, so different, so culturally different, so much sameness, so much lack of diversity, just a completely different existence than we have in Champaign-Urbana, for sure. So I'll report back in just a few minutes, Diane, and let you know how the bus ride went, thoughts about Ho Chi Minh City, the Ku Chai Tunnel, and bring some more observations to you. But again, a long way from home. We're probably 8,000 miles plus, I would guess, from Champaign-Urbana. And again, so excited to bring you these morning reports. So we'll come back in just a bit and give you a little bit more and thoughts as we drive in the bus through a very busy Ho Chi Minh City, and just observations along the way, and tell you a little more about the experiences that we're expecting here coming up. I'm so glad you're listening. It's ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J, and we're in Vietnam, and we'll give you a little bit more in a few minutes. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Stevie. Again, 7-Eleven on January 14th. He's on his Asian tour until next week. If you'd like to file your tax return, Busey wants you to be aware of identity thieves who could be scheming to steal your refund. Tax identity theft has been one of the most common forms of identity theft in the past 6 years. In observance of Tax Identity Theft Awareness Week, they've teamed up with the experts at Busey to give you some tips, like file early. Criminals have less time to use your information for a fake return. Secure your Wi-Fi connection. Shred sensitive documents as soon as you're done using them. Lock away secure documents. Secure your tax return by mailing it to the post office or an official mailbox instead of your home. Monitor your mail. If your employer mailed the W-2 and other documents with financial information, make sure it gets to you, and avoid scammers and schemes. The IRS will never contact you by mail or email or social media or a text. If they need information, they'll contact you. And if you need more information on securing any issues, scams, or alert, they have the Information Security Center online at Busey.com, 1-800-67-BUSEY. You can contact Busey today and take care of those taxes. Member FDIC.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short-sleeve and long-sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at Game Day Spirit. Spirit.com. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
ESPN 93.5, Stevie J on his tour of Asia. I'm Diane Ducey, holding down things here in Urbana in our studios. And at 359-2255, you can chime in with a text if you like. Let me know what you're thinking about our Illini, how you're thinking about the football playoffs. Right now, checking in with us is Senator Bill Brady. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Inauguration Day. Let us know your thoughts.
Well, you know, it's a turn a new chapter in the page of Illinois, and I'm hoping it's going to be a good chapter. I know that as the Senate Republican leader, it's going to be important that we do everything we can to stand by what we believe in, but to work with the other party on some key issues that we can work together to make better. Today's Governor Pritzker's day, as he's sworn in, and then the rest of the constitutional officers. And tomorrow, the work of the legislature and the governor begins.
Let us know what that looks like on your side of things. Do you attend some of these ceremonies?
Oh, yes. I'll be at the inauguration today. Nancy and I will be heading there, as well as Leader Durkin and his wife, Celeste. And we will help bring the new governor in. Then, full tomorrow. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. The ceremonies will be wonderful for the Governor Pritzker and all that, and I hope they enjoy them and then roll up our sleeves and begin working. And not that Governor Pritzker hasn't been working ever since he was elected. He has. I've had a number of meetings with him and discussions with him, and I am optimistic that we can do what needs to be done. He states firstly that the number one goal is to make this state stable again, and that he wants to use that to bring jobs back and create a strong economy for Illinois families and businesses.
How has the partial government shutdown affected you and our colleagues and things like that here in Illinois?
You know, I'm sure it has affected people that have not been in touch with me. They would focus more on their congressional delegation than others. Government shutdowns are never good. They bring uncertainty, and we need to do everything we can. But President Trump is right, in my opinion, in that the most affordable way and effective way to deal with illegal immigration prospectively is to build a barrier, call it what you want, that will stop the ability to do that. And in the long run, more cost effective for the taxpayers, and certainly in the short run, the quickest solution to what has devastated other countries, and that is illegal immigration. And we don't want that to bring to our peril. And we need legal immigration. Frankly, we need more legal immigration than what we have, I believe, if we're going to sustain our economy. But the fight that President Trump is fighting is one that I think he will probably win if he has to use military resources or whatever. And it's never good when you have a shutdown, because you feel like, oh, we're not spending money. Well, no, that's wasteful. We spend money that we wouldn't have to spend, and government shutdowns are never a good way to go.
Senator Bill Brady on the air with us at ESPN 93.5. It's Inauguration Day. He's mentioning the J.B. Pritzker swearing-in ceremony. What time does that happen?
11 o'clock is the beginning of the ceremony at the Convention Center in Springfield.
Now, for an average voting citizen like myself, is there anything we can do to get the wheels turning more at our Capitol in Springfield, Bill?
Well, of course there is. Stay in touch with the issues. Unfortunately, I believe that the electorate has left far too much to special interest groups. And I don't blame them. As a father of three and now a grandfather of three, it's awful easy to get absorbed in our personal lives and take for granted our government. But every one of us has a civic responsibility, whether it be mine as Republican leader of the Senate or what that may be, as simple as reading a newspaper and weighing in with your elected officials to find out, let them know what you think. But we all have a voice, and it's important that we all use it, because it does have an effect on Springfield, on Washington, on city council. So everyone has the ability to help make government better, because everyone's opinion will do that.
All right. Well, that's encouraging. How do we get in touch with you in case we want to keep that conversation going, Bill?
Well, the best way is probably to start with my website, BillBrady at BradyForIllinois.com, or call my office, 309-664-4440.
Awesome. Have a terrific day, and good luck with all the inauguration ceremonies and the gala tonight.
Well, you as well, and Happy New Year to your listeners, and thanks for allowing me the opportunity to visit with you each month.
All right. You take care, Bill. Senator Bill Brady on with us at ESPN 93.5. Now we'll get into our weather forecast before we check into our Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Provident Financial Group, partnerships you can trust, ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Get your finances in order in 2019. We've got a high 27, low 22 with some clouds, some freezing fog issues this morning, up to 33 tomorrow, down to 28, 20% chance of precipitation, 33 on Wednesday, 35 on Thursday. At 8:20, our Financial Business Minute from Fox here on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, today is the auction for Sears Holdings. CEO Eddie Lampert has made a bid for the company worth more than $5 billion. But the New York Post says a hedge fund is interested in buying the Kenmore appliance and Die Hard auto business. The unnamed hedge fund has signed a confidentiality agreement with Sears to study the brands. Sales are improving at Lululemon Athletica. The athletic wear company says this will be a better than expected year. Casual footwear maker Crocs says the recent quarter was one of the best in years. Chief Executive Andrew Rees says its sales clearly demonstrate that consumer demand for clogs and sandals is year-round. And there's a merger of medical marijuana businesses. Aurora Cannabis is buying Whistler Medical Marijuana. It is a stock deal worth $132 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ESPN 93.5, I hope you're having a good first 2 weeks of your new year. There's some things that I've been eyeing to kind of take on, maybe. I don't know. I just want some new adventures. I want to volunteer and be more vested in my community and make sure things are getting done. And that's why when I had Senator Bill Brady on, I was asking, what can we do as citizens to keep the wheels turning? I'm feeling good progress here in the new year. And Rena Jones is joining me now at 359-2255 on ESPN 93.5. Hello, Ms. Jones.
Good morning, Diane. How are things today?
We're good. You got the beekeeping going on. Is this your, like, profession, or is this just kind of a hobby for you?
Well, actually, it's a hobby. I'm a registered nurse by trade, but I guess I might consider myself kind of a nurse to my bees, because I do take after them and care for them pretty diligently, actually.
Now, in the winter, everything's dormant then?
Well, actually, bees are quite metabolically active in the winter because they have to stay warm. And so the way they stay warm is they huddle together in what we call a cluster, and they actually use their flight muscles. Instead of flying, they're actually kind of shivering in the hive, which, of course, generates a little bit of heat.
Okay.
And then when you multiply that by, you know, 40 or 50 or 60,000 bees, they can actually keep that cluster quite warm. In fact, the queen, that which they put in the center with her attendants, can stay in the 90s, believe it or not. She likes it hot.
I guess so. Protecting the queen and keeping her warm, that sounds like a good gig.
Absolutely.
Now, with all your hives, how many hives do you have?
I actually manage about 40 hives.
Okay. And that's in rural Urbana?
I have about four apiaries, but some are near White Heath, and then I have the predominance of my apiary in my residence area, and then just a couple other smaller apiaries nearby.
How did you get started in this, Rena?
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, I'm a nature girl, real ecologically aware, and I noticed that honeybees just were not as prevalent. And so I started paying attention to the media, and I realized that there was just quite a deficit of honeybees, and there's various reasons why, but I just felt that maybe I could do my part, and I started with one hive, and pretty soon that just things kept multiplying, and then I ended up with a fairly substantial volume for a hobbyist, actually. So,
how did you, like, take it a step further from I'm a kind of a nature girl and love to, you know, the feel of ecology and doing my part to taking it up a notch? Are there classes at Parkland or...?
Yeah, actually, there are classes in several locations. Parkland does provide some beekeeping for their adult ed, and there's a master beekeeper not far from here, Fairmount, David Burns, at Long Lane Honeybee Farm, and happened. I'm a member of the Illinois State Beekeepers Association, so I attend their meetings. And actually, Indiana Bee School is also another opportunity to get educated on bees, which is coming up, I think, on February 23rd. Actually, I'm the co-president of our local bee club, which is Central Eastern Illinois Beekeeping Association. And we're actually going to have a class starting Wednesday.
All right.
Yeah, at Farm Bureau. So, yeah. So we have a Facebook page if anyone's interested. It's CEBA, Central Eastern Illinois Beekeeping Association. And we have in our events section, there's some details about our class. Once the more you get into it, the more I think we all want to learn about bees. They're absolutely fascinating. Most people probably realize they're a super organism. And so they have many tasks in the hive that they're all doing. It's somewhat age-related. For instance, there's nurse bees. They tend to the young. And there's water carriers. They just go out to collect water, which is actually somewhat precarious because they're not very good swimmers, so they have to be quite careful. There's also mortuary bees that carry out the bees that have passed away. And there's guard bees, protect the front of the hive entrance. And there's foragers, which is what most people see, because most of us don't get the opportunity to get into a hive, which I feel so fortunate because actually observing this whole dynamic of a hive is just absolutely fascinating. And so I feel very fortunate to get to see all of the details of what the bees are doing in the hive. And it's become so passionate for me that I want to, kind of spread the word to people and educate people. We do recommend that people do get some education before they get honeybees because, since you're their steward and we want people to be responsible for taking care of those bees. Unfortunately, sometimes people have ambition to get the bees, but they don't follow through with the education and maybe they don't tend to the bees the way they should, and then if they perish, that's kind of a downer. So we believe that people should move forward and get a lot of information about it before
Excellent.
They take on the task.
Well, with 40
yeah.
hives in our area, I've tasted your honey because we have a mutual friend in Vicki Lee,
oh.
Vicki Brazelton, and it is delicious.
Oh, sure.
It's so wonderful. And do you or honey with the honeycomb? And is there different flavors? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, the flavor of the honey is contingent on the different varieties of flowers that they visit and, of course, the nectar that they collect. The nectar is what they use for energy, which they, they convert to honey. And then they collect pollen from various flowers for the protein that they use to make baby bees. And in our area, whatever flowers the bees work within their area is basically what they are bringing home. And it's a compilation of flavors that you're getting. And I am so fortunate because in the areas that I have my bees, they do tend to bring in nectars that for most people they tend to favor. I mean, people seem to like that flavor. Mm. Obviously I can't produce orange blossom honey, which I actually like personally very much. But of course, that's where you're going to find that in warmer climates such as in Florida.
Well, Rena, we're in our final few seconds here. I'm interested in this class again at the Farm Bureau on Wednesday. Let us know that Facebook page before we wrap things up.
Sure. Okay, glad to. Thanks again for having me on.
It's Central Illinois Beekeeping Association. If people want more information,
Central Eastern Illinois Beekeeping Association. CEBA is for short.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You've been a great guest. You have a nice time with your bees. Take care.
Thank you, Diane.
If we can, at the end of 3 weeks, all bets are off. See if he can do it by himself through the emergency powers.
Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin tells ABC's This Week,
"This president is going to turn to national emergencies every time he disagrees with Congress. I'm against it."
Congress returning to Washington for its first full week since Democrats took control of the House.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Folks from the Midwest to the Mid-Atlantic dealing with remnants
chance of a weekend storm. Even the D.C. area got almost a foot of snow. Driver Eric Ricker got stuck in Chesterfield County, Virginia.
It was like purgatory or being stuck in some sort of limbo.
Almost 100,000 people in North Carolina are among those that are still without power. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. One person was displaced after a fire at 5 Sherwood Court in Champaign on Friday afternoon. The cause of the fire is undetermined at this point. Firefighters had responded to passersby reporting smoke coming from the home. The new governor of Illinois is being sworn in today. Democrat J.B. Pritzker takes the oath of office along with his lieutenant governor. Pritzker and his wife greeted people at the old state capitol on Sunday. Pritzker says as governor, his goals include growing the economy, lowering the cost of health care, and lifting wages. WGN points out Illinois has the worst credit rating of any state. The women's clothing store chain Chico's has announced store closures. The parent company of Chico's, Chico's FAS, says it'll close 250 locations over the next 3 years. The company has not identified the locations that'll be closed. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Rodney Carrington is coming to Champaign's Virginia Theater Thursday, February 28th, and ESPN 93.5 is sending you for free.
My wife had never been out there, and she came out, and she wanted to go shopping in Beverly Hills because she'd seen it on the Travel Channel. We got down there, and I bought her a shoe because I couldn't afford the other one.
Listen starting Monday, January 21st, to win your way in. Get more details and buy your tickets at ESPNCU.com. Be listening starting January 21st to win free tickets. Rodney Carrington, February 28th at the Virginia with ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
Hey, guys, the carry-in lunch is next week. Sign-up sheet's outside my door. Bring some goodies, okay?
Hey, Bob, I was just going to bring some wings and poppers from Rosati's. Is that okay?
Sure, Jerry.
Hey, Bob, I was thinking calzones from Rosati's. Is that okay?
That'd be fine, Clara.
Hey, Bob, a scale's up front. We're just going to bring some salads and pastas from Rosati's.
Is that okay? Sure, ladies, that'd be fine.
Hey, Bob, you might want to just go ahead and cater it.
Rosati's Pizza, more than just pizza, with catering available for big groups or small. See the full menu at myrosatis.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewer. Russian Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
We've got our forecast, and it's brought to you by CMI. And boy, can they help you out if you have an issue with snow this morning as you get back to work. They've got that ice melt and, things for snow removal, and you can stock up for the next coming month or two as we gear up for this winter weather and clear the path for our customers. Also, if you need assessment of some of your dry and wet vacs or scrubbers and sweepers, make sure you stay on top of it in 2019 with Brad and Betsy Parks. CMI online at cmiclean.com or call 359-6262. We are in the single digits and the wind chill at 9 below. Luckily, the wind's out of the north only 6 mile per hour. And this dense fog advisory for some of our listening area. Today's high 27, 22 our low tonight. Up to 34 tomorrow, a 20% chance of precipitation early. Partly cloudy and a low 28 Tuesday evening. Up to 33 Wednesday, partly sunny. And 36 by Thursday, but windy. And another chance for some precipitation, so we could get another winter blast. ESPN 93.5, we're at 5 right now. ESPN 93.5. It is 7:38. Hope your journey to work is going well with all this white stuff we got over the weekend. They're saying here in East Central Illinois, 8 inches. And I suppose it could be the same case in Boise with Michael Law joining me on the air. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Have you had some snow in that part of the country?
We have had, but it has been a little bit warmer than normal, so it's pretty well clear for us and going to be warmer temperatures than normal for us, so a little bit strange this year.
Okay. Well, we haven't gotten this amount of snow in a while, so we're kind of wimping out. I know that we were bracing for impact on Friday, and it sure did come our way on Saturday, but at least it was the weekend. I know some things were canceled, and we're getting back into the groove of things this morning. We're talking with you as a political analyst about your feelings about President Trump. Does he have the absolute right to declare a national emergency about this border issue?
Interestingly, it was the Democrats in 1975, 1976, who voted in the 1976 National Emergencies Act that does give the president the power to declare a national emergency, as well as to spend whatever money he deems fit in order to put an end to this national emergency that he would declare. So, yes, he very much can declare and spend the money that he sees fit, that whether it's the $5 billion that he has compromised down to that he wanted to get through with the Democrats in power, or whether it's the $15 billion or $25 billion or however much he decides to spend on the wall.
Any predictions,
so
Mike Malone?
Democrats on, doing so anyway.
Any predictions on how this is going to shake out?
Well, if the shutdown goes on for very much longer, and President Trump continues to believe that we do have a national emergency and that there's no end in sight to the shutdown, or that he believes there's no end in sight, then he will, I believe, declare a national emergency, spend the money, build the wall, do whatever he needs to in order for that national security to be resolved, that national emergency, as he would declare. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him do that. And, of course, you'll see court cases coming up because of that. But declaring a national emergency, there's not really anything that the courts can do.
We've got a new governor, J.B. Pritzker, being inaugurated today. I know there is a change in the leadership. Do you think that'll affect how things are going to shake out for President Trump, Michael?
Yeah, there's always that. But when it comes to the National Emergency Act, if he does declare that, there's not going to be a lot that anybody can do. So I just see that it's going to be continue on if President Trump, and he has backed off a little bit on the national emergency declaration, he said over the weekend, but, you know, if this shutdown continues on for very much longer, I wouldn't be surprised to see him declare the national emergency.
Let's talk about you and your political analyst career, author of Founders Revolution. What's that all about?
Well, the Founders Revolution is a book that I wrote concerning the Declaration of Independence. We talk a lot about the Constitution. We talk a lot about where we came from. But there is much, and that's what the subtitle is there for, is we have forgotten much of the history and the principles that are found in the Declaration. Now, the Constitution is the Declaration put into law, but we have forgot where we came from with regards to the Declaration of Independence, why we declared independence, what were the reasons for it, why, and what it was that King George did. And I tried to remind people of every single one of the 27 charges, not just the taxation without representation, but the other 26 charges that Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration, laid against King George. And then, of course, I try to apply it to today and point to where government today may be doing similar things to what King George was doing 200-something years ago. So that's what the book is about, and I go through it paragraph by paragraph, line by line, showing, using the founder's own words, what the Declaration was about.
That might be something I want to poke around. I've always been interested in history. Have you also had your hand up in history class all the time?
No, I wouldn't say that, but more so as I got a little older, history became more important, and returning us to the founding is the founding ideas and concepts, I think, is very much needed today.
All right, very good. Michael Law, how can we find you to continue the conversation if we'd like?
You can go to michaellawauthor.com. My books are sold on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, bookstores everywhere.
Have a terrific 2019. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. ESPN 93.5 visiting with Michael Law about our political state. We've got our sports headlines to get to shortly.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns and Ben Hartsock.
So the AFC Championship is set with New England and Kansas City. NFC Championship side will have the LA Rams and New Orleans Saints. I'm sure Stevie J happy about that. Not sure if he's keeping up on his tour of Asia and able to tap into some of these headlines in sports this morning. I know for me, the Super Bowl with their halftime act, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy in Atlanta. I'm more on the pop culture side of things, so I was interested in all of that. The Illini women's gymnastics upsetting Kentucky was a very good thing that happened this weekend and only finished a tenth of a point behind Oregon State and second place. Well, the men's basketball team will be playing Minnesota on Wednesday the 16th at 8 o'clock. Our women's basketball team in action on Thursday the 17th against Nebraska. NHL action tonight has the Blackhawks in New Jersey to face the Devils. St. Louis Blues are at Washington to face the Capitals. Let's talk about the Big Ten boards yesterday. What's trending is Michigan, number two in the country, 80-60 winners over Northwestern, and 17-0 on the season. I know when they played the Illini and they were 16-0, that had tied a school record. So they have broke that record with most wins in a season. Michigan State over Penn State, 71-56 was the final. L.A. Lakers and the Bulls will go at it tomorrow, as will the Pacers and the Phoenix Suns. As far as Big Ten basketball tonight, Nebraska and number 22 Indiana, Wisconsin and Maryland going at it. We're looking at Friday and the good time to be had by all at the iHotel and Conference Center. It starts at noon. Doors open at 11 in case you have some kids that are 15 and under that want to get their autograph number. There's free autographs for one item from the current and former players, and even their broadcaster, Tom Ackerman, who will be joining me later this week to describe the Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel coming up Friday the 18th. It'll be great to get the autographs from Jose Martinez and John Brebbia and John Gant, Lane Thomas, and former players like Al Hrabowski and Benji Molina, and again, Tom Ackerman from KMOX. Lon Tay will be doing the Q&A since Stevie J is taking that tour of Asia with Stevie J Travel. It is 7:49. We've got your weather forecast to get to shortly here on ESPN 93.5. Hope your Monday back to work with the white stuff isn't too bad. Really cold right now with the temperature at 7 and the wind chill at 9 below zero.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. you'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Ageless Male Tonight has already taken Rite Aid by storm. But you can get started by having 5 free doses delivered to your door. No questionnaires, no online tests. Just call 1-800-461-3012. After a long back order, Ageless Male Tonight is finally back in stock. For your 5 free doses, just call 1-800-461-3012. If results are too intense, please decrease use. 1-800-461-3012. 1-800-461-3012.
When it comes to homes, it makes a difference whom you list with and buy through. It makes a difference in down payment, sales price, purchase price, level of satisfaction, and countless other areas. For the best in quality and service, call Carol Meinhardt and the Selling Homes 24/7 team at RE/MAX Choice. Carol has experience with residential homes, commercial homes, rental properties, and so much more. Find them online at sellinghomes24-7.com or call or text them today at 217-840-3328. Carol and her team look forward to hearing from you.
Our forecast, pretty cool today with that white stuff. We got around 8 inches or so in our area from what I hear. So that sidewalk ordinance for those businesses to clear it out is activated until 2 tomorrow afternoon. You got to work on that. We've got some freezing fog issues that seem to be wrapping up. It looks like the sun is coming through. We've got a high 27 down to 22. Up to 33 tomorrow. Just a slight chance for some freezing drizzle before noon in the forecast tomorrow. Down to around 28 Tuesday evening. 33, partly sunny on Wednesday. Precipitation at 50% back in the forecast Thursday. But the high 35, low 25 seems a little more bearable. Currently, we're at 9 on ESPN 93.5, where Stevie J has had his tour of Asia going on with Stevie J Travel and filing bearish reports from different ports.
Hey, Diane, we're in Vietnam this morning. I just want to let you know that there is no quick way to get to the Ko Chai Tunnel. These are the tunnels the Viet Cong dug during the Vietnam War, avoiding our guys, our men and women that were fighting. So we drive through Ho Chi Minh City, and along the way you see these tin-roofed, extraordinarily poor areas as you drive toward the biggest city in Vietnam. It's Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, about 10 million people. And then you get to Ho Chi Minh City, and there's these massive skyrisers. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful, then dirt poor, and then really beautiful homes, and then nothing. And it was, and may I tell you that this Ho Chi Minh City travels by scooter? Oh, my gosh. There are 10 million people in the city, and 5 million scooters are on the road. And there really are no rules to the road, Diane. There are no rules to the road. The trucks and the buses generally are following something, but the scooters just go. There could be 50 at a light, and it's like a 10K race. They're all lined up across the front. It's crazy. Really, really unusual. So unusual and so lacking a system with the scooter. 54 Vietnamese die every day in this nation because of the scooters. 54 per day. It is unbelievable. Felt very chaotic. The city, again, was large and big. It goes from rich to poor in a blink. And fascinating to see hanging animals on the side of the road that are for sale. We thought they were pigs, but we're not sure. Again, you go from very, very, very poor to very rich in a blink. But the scooters left an impression. So along the way to the Ko Chai Tunnel, we stopped at a place that made rice paper. And these make some form of a snack where you can have, it's kind of like a chip. And then they have rice, they look a little like a burrito shell, but they're obviously edible. But watching people, in fact, Janet and Nathaniel got to make their own rice paper. And that was quite an experience to watch two women working all day. And the system to burn and then to heat and then to pour what looked like pancake mix and make this authentic rice paper here in Vietnam. So then we are back on the bus, and then we are just about at the Cu Chi Tunnel. Again, these tunnels are what the Viet Cong built to avoid us in the Vietnam War. So I'm very apprehensive about this, because our boys and girls, our ladies and gentlemen, died here, and it feels a little like I'm approaching the USS Arizona or something, because this is this could be hard. So I'll let you know in just a bit how the visit goes to the Cu Chi Tunnels. But again, the drive through Ho Chi Minh City, certainly memorable and unbelievable, with the 5 million scooters that are out and about. You can't imagine. There is no way to cross the street. There are no lights. In such, there's no sidewalks. If you were to cross the street in Ho Chi Minh City, you would be on your own. It is, I've never seen anything like it. And frankly, there wasn't really anything I wanted to stop at along the way. We just had a feel of what we were looking at. Again, a city of 10 million, a country of 100 million, a name that, of course, brings sorrow to a lot when I say Vietnam. It is, interestingly, a fairly popular place for Vietnam veterans to visit to kind of, remove the devil out of them, as one veteran said, to kind of look at it in another light, perhaps. People are friendly, but again, I think a harder visit for Americans. Okay, I'll come back in just a bit. We'll give you the Cu Chi Tunnels and my thoughts about that. Glad you're listening. Thank you, Diane. ESPN 93.5, live from Vietnam. I'm Stevie J.
Great to get the report from Stevie J this morning. Hope your Monday, January 14th, 2019, is going just fine. Had some white stuff over the weekend. Might be dealing with some slick spots today, you know, with the freezing fog in the forecast, especially the bridges and overpasses, in case you're passing on those, to be extra careful this morning. With the 30th anniversary of the Flying Illini, the U of I Department of Athletics announcing last September of last year that the bobbleheads of the five former Illini standouts will be featured. And the next one coming up is Minnesota on January 16th. We'll have tickets to that game. And the Marcus Liberty bobblehead night will be a lot of fun. The day after each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit. Plus, Dan Carper giving you a chance to win one for your collection. So we've got all the details at ESPNCU.com from Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. We also have some tickets we'll be giving away as soon as we turn the calendar over to February. Rodney Carrington, multi-talented comedian, actor, and writer, is coming to the Virginia Theater on Thursday, February 28th. So pretty cool to have those winning opportunities. Here on ESPN 93.5, you can always keep in touch with me at 359-2255 by texting in. Hope your morning's going well. Go, go.